Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming, episode 31. I'm Ryan.
My name is Derek.
I'm Chester.
And with us, as always, is Todd from Todd's Gaming News.
Welcome, Todd.
Hey, everybody.
Thanks for stopping by.
It's wonderful to be here, fellas.
Nice.
So glad you could stop by after bestowing your gaming news upon us.
Just wanted to help.
Your back is going to hurt so bad after this episode.
You're
just
like, enjoy that plastic
like
chair.
Slumdog. Well, you're like hunched over.
I sit like that all day.
That's
I'm
weird.
Good. Yeah, we have a very big budget here.
I'm gonna
two stolen office chairs, a chair from Goodwill, and one of my patio chairs.
$5 chair, man.
We're rolling hard.
This ain't no place for a hero.
That's right.
Very good. Very good.
Hero sandwich.
What are we talking about this week?
We're talking about Borderlands 2.
I love this game a lot.
It
so much.
You know what? It pisses me off that you will not play this game.
I don't play shooters. I'm blind. I'm so blind.
But it's not a shooter in the sense that it's a shooter. It's a shooter in the sense that it's nonsense. Incarnate.
That sentence was nonsense.
Yeah, it was.
You're nonsense.
Is it a first-person shooter?
How dare you?
13.
Okay. Look, I watched my brother play it, and it looked like it was too much going on.
Can I deflect our little rampage right now to Chester's bald face? Chester, would you like to turn to the camera?
Nope.
Nope. No one should ever see that.
I shaved for my Jonah Hill costume.
Which was on point.
2 weeks ago.
Which we should put up on our little website.
Yeah, you can see it. It's called This Is the End.
Yeah.
Chester plays Jonah Hill.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a sex demon.
Yeah, he gets raped by the devil.
Up the gut.
Yep.
Todd, you got to chime in here, man. You're so much more vocal online.
I'm sorry. I've got like nothing.
I meant
get
to
this
pick
man
up
a box of wine.
Right? I was going to pick up a box of wine for him.
Yeah, really, I need the liquid courage.
I got some Skeeter pee. If you want some of that,
we could shotgun some beers real quick on camera.
Yeah,
I'm down.
Oh, there we go. I thought I didn't know we were starting. We're going now. We're going now.
It's delicious.
Oh man,
ain't no place for no here. How awesome is that fucking
intro?
I'm
the only one that did
that. That song.
I am the only person that did that.
Yeah, you're like the dude.
Arise from your grave.
I was like speaking in
that was
tongues.
Terrible,
there was
man.
Two voices there. Did you hear that?
You're harmonizing with yourself.
All right, let's talk about video games, like on the real tip, though.
Well, like we always do. Actually, you know what? Anybody been playing anything outside of Borderlands 2 this week or the past couple weeks?
I've been revisiting Skyrim. Also, I got a couple of indie games when I was trying to set up our shiny loot thing.
Oh, nice.
I bought a couple of games to test the affiliate program, and I paid for two really cheap games. One of them's fucking terrible. It was worth the 50 cents that I paid for it.
Why don't you explain what Shiny Loot is?
Like, well, Shiny Loot is a site dedicated to indie games. They sell indie games at fantastic prices.
It's like a Steam client.
It's kind of like Steam. Yeah. Well, actually, when you get a game, they usually just give you a Steam key.
Okay.
And then you just plug that into Steam and it downloads the game.
Shiny Loot is not that. They will give you the game, like the full...
Well, you can either download it from them or you can get a Steam key for the game.
Okay. Which we met them out at SGC.
Which has got to be great for them, because if they just sell you a Steam key, that's got to save a lot of...
Yeah, what do they actually
do? A lot
of
bandwidth.
Right?
That's cool.
They're called geniuses, because Chris is his name, the guy who owns Shiny Loot, and Rachel, his wife. They get paid to fucking be video game nerds.
It's awesome.
Which is awesome, yeah, because she...
Oh, that's what we... No.
That's what we... No,
we're
at all.
We're deep in the red.
Someday.
We're just poor dorks. Well, whatever. It's fine.
One of them, one of the games I got is a point-and-click adventure called Alter Ego. It's actually kind of cool. I only played it for like a half hour today so far, so...
Like old Sierra games?
Kind of. It's a little dark. It's like a murder mystery kind of thing.
Did you ever play Deja Vu?
No.
It was like a... on the Nintendo, kind of a point-and-click.
It sounds familiar.
You just kind of move the little thing around and like open the bathroom door.
Point and click.
Because you wake up in a bathroom.
Not easy on the NES.
It really isn't.
No.
It was a mess, but it was a lot of fun.
You guys didn't like Maniac Mansion?
Maniac Mansion on the NES?
No. I couldn't figure that out.
They took out the hamster?
When they put you in jail and you had, or like in the dungeon or the basement, or you had to find that one loose brick and you had to like move the cursor all fucking day to try to find the loose
like
brick
this thing?
Sneak out of the basement. Yeah.
No, you didn't do that. It was like Etch-a-Sketch style. Like, I just want to go down to the right. Fucking up. Just let me go where I want to go, motherfucker.
Right.
You were like that fish playing Pokemon?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Just up and stop.
Fish played Street Fighter was pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
So yeah, Shiny Loots. We're working on an affiliate program. If you guys like indie games, go check them out. You can actually find them on our site.
If you go to our friends of the show page, click on that link.
Do we not have them up in the top?
That's our affiliate link. Not yet.
Okay, we're probably going to have a little ad down the
side. Shove more stuff on the front page.
We are going to face fuck you with advertisement because we want 18 cents from everyone.
That's right.
Speaking of 18 cents from everyone, I'm going to get this out of the way. We are still raising money for the Phoenix Children's Hospital.
Yeah, we're doing good. Are we ahead of our group leader?
We are until he apparently.
We're at $150.
Yeah.
Out of 1,000.
Well,
that's going to save some kids.
Right?
Dude, we will buy them.
At least two aspirin.
4 12-packs.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they cost now.
A 12-pack? $13.
30 packs.
That's like 10.
Anyway, so we're six down the list. The number one person on our team has $1,300 right now.
Wow, that's beating us by a lot.
Well, they have 27 donations. We have 5. So DS Skull on Twitter, thank you so much for donating. Also, our boy.
His name's David. Hi, David.
Thanks. Hi, David. And then our boy from SGC. That you took on a romp.
Riley.
Yeah. Riley donated $15.
Mr. Fell asleep on the bench in front of Dave and Buster's. He was a lot of fun.
Riley donated.
I don't think Riley was used to drinking like we drink. Yeah. So.
Well, that's what happens when you try to keep up with alcoholics.
Kudos to the effort.
Yeah, your mother Mary donated $25, and right now...
your brother donated $100.
Yeah, my brother came through big, donated $100.
Oh, I play baseball. I have much money.
Which is thank you, and Ryan.
that's how Ryan says thank you, Doug.
So, I mean, thanks.
And then Super Nerdy Best Friends were our first ones at $5 because we won a contest for a $5 gift card. We just told them to donate to it. So we're at $150. We need to get to 1,000. We have a 24-hour gaming marathon going on October 25th.
Does anyone know how it starts? Does it start at midnight? Does it start at 7 a.m.?
I will have to follow up with TJ and ask him. I don't really know.
Okay. So join us on October 25th and see what happens.
We will have more information before that date. But still, we just want to raise money for the Chitlins. And like I said before, our campaign is the casual cowards touch children. Lives with their generosity.
We're nice men.
We are nice men. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you've been playing indie games. Ryan, you haven't been doing shit. You've been working your ass off.
I've been working my ass off. I've been working, 60 hours a week. I have no time for video games. I actually played Solitaire on my phone the other day. That's the most gaming I've done in the past probably 2 weeks.
You're so casual.
Yeah, I'm super casual.
I was revisiting Final Fantasy X as well.
I want to do that.
I want to give you a capture card because you just need to play that shit. Like,
you don't
non-stop.
Do anything. You should play video games professionally.
You sort of work.
You should get a Twitch feed.
To be honest.
Well, let's not get into what I do.
Todd, you been playing anything?
I don't want to fucking talk
about
it.
I've been playing XCOM Enemy Unknown.
All right. And
love that game.
I've got Pocket Bike Racer from Burger King. I've been... I really love the Burger King video games, especially Sneak King. They're all super classic.
What's the third one?
Oh, it's Big Bumper.
Big Bumper?
Big Bumpin'. It's a bumper car game.
Yeah, it's okay. Marketing at its best.
It's borderline playable.
How's the Sneak King besides creepy?
It's rapey, you know. Yeah.
No, you had an idea. You had an idea that you wanted to, you're going to make $1 million?
I would like to start a Kickstarter to get a sequel to Sneak King called The Sneakwool.
Oh, that's not a joke. That's not a joke.
No, I think the world is ready for that.
It's a great name.
But only if he moves like, he should move like Assassin's Creed.
Oh.
Hiding in bales of hay, jumping off walls.
No, there's got to be a mod for the...
He should hide like in ball pits.
But instead of stabbing people, he just rams a burger down their throat.
No, I can see like the king like climbing up.
He does that and a French fry or a chicken fry.
I would say like
pops out of his sleeve.
No, fuck that.
He crams it into somebody's throat.
I would call it a spork.
I would play this game.
he's a terrifying mascot. Like,
he really is.
Creepy. How did it's that awesome. Ever get through focus?
That
groups?
that commercial where that guy wakes up and the king's at the foot of his bed.
Yeah, that
I would lose my shit.
Oh well, no,
he would
no,
be eating
no,
a shotgun. That's ridiculous.
They were piggybacking off of the Jack in the Box, Jack, like the big anamorphic.
I'm sorry.
Is that the right word?
No.
Jack doesn't wake you up in your bedroom. Anthropomorphic.
And that's a humanized means, animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a humanized jackball.
Like like Sonic the Hedgehog is Anthropomorph.
Or like a like a furry.
All right.
Or a furry.
Hooray, yes. College.
A sexy, sexy furry.
So, yeah, and I've been
communication major at its best.
There you go. That's how you do.
Communicate with us. What are you playing?
I've been playing Trials. Trials Fusion. I've been Trials. Playing the shit out of Trials Fusion. I actually bought I bought the season pass for it on Steam.
Yeah.
I bought the game for like $5 during the summer sale, and then I paid $20 for the season pass.
What was the second one? Trials HD? Was that the second one?
No, there was Trials. There's Trials Evolution HD, and then
okay, I was playing Evolution.
Well, fun. Fusion is like over. I mean, it's like pretty much the same thing, but it's just more.
What's the general idea? I've never played those.
You never played Trials?
It's
really?
Like a.
It's so fun.
It's like super HD Excitebike. It's side-scrolling motorcycle game,
but it's like 3D. Dude, check it out. I mean, your computer can't run Knights 2, so
it can just with a little bit of stuttering.
No, I would say okay. So I think Trials.
The lightsaber comes out. It's just a black line.
I think Trials HD is $10 on Xbox Live. Pick it up.
I'll check it out.
I know. I'm serious. Like, if there's a game that you're gonna buy, it has. Really a lot of replay value because there's
a lot of user tracks.
Yeah, the user tracks. I haven't even hit the user tracks really? On this Trials Fusion.
You know what I really like about those is the lazy tracks where you don't actually press any button. You just go off and then you just coast.
Yeah, you
hit all these jumps and you watch it, how fucking creative people are just like hitting all these things perfectly. It's like
a Rube Goldberg machine?
It is like a Rube Goldberg machine. It's fucking awesome,
we
man.
We finish each other's sandwiches.
People are fucking creative, man. Those are a lot of
no,
fun.
It's good. Like that's the main thing is because the user created content adds thousands of additional tracks to like, what do you get? Like maybe 30 tracks. So I'd give it a try.
And sounds then good.
We can bring you back for Todd's Gaming News. I don't know. There's no music.
Yeah, you don't have. Yeah.
I mean.
That was anticlimactic.
Kind of like a theme song. I thought you guys would be.
Hey, what about this? Hey, Chester.
Todd's Gaming News.
Boop, 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 boop.
All right, so where do you want to start with gaming news? You want to start with that bitch? I mean, Wonderful Woman, Zoe Quinn.
The Zoe coincidence?
Yeah.
Quintastic.
Okay. Oh, there are going to be so many white knights getting mad at me.
Oh, she's got pink hair and thick glasses.
Well, I mean, I use Kotaku a lot for my gaming news, which is probably why it's so terrible.
Okay. No, you should call it the coincident. That's what Zoe's coincident.
Well, I did.
Oh, did you?
I did.
I'm drunk. Drinking podcast first.
You said that. I said all the mean things.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
So, well, apparently the Kotaku, one of their reporters has gotten in trouble for trading good reviews.
Reporters.
For sexual favors, or at least she's trading sexual favors for good reviews, because we looked at her game and it just looked terrible.
Oh god,
let's
so
be
bad.
Honest, she's just giving
it's
out blood. No, she's handing out BJs like she was Gambit. No, dude,
she's making it rain.
She's a heavy set girl. She's just her game is garbage.
She's the we should stereotypical say, feminist with the thick glasses and the purple hair. And I'm beautiful because I'm thick body.
How is that stereotypical feminist?
Go ahead. Google feminist right now. Google image search.
No.
You'll probably find her in the first page.
No, I wouldn't call her a feminist just because if you're...
No, I didn't say she was. That's just what she looks like.
She just looks like a trashy fucking... You know what? I'll say it. Danielle. She looks like Danielle.
Damn.
Like, oh, what? She's not listening.
That's rude.
Who's Danielle?
We don't need to go
that
into
Mustang
that.
In the driveway? That's Danielle.
Yeah, she's a horrible individual. Hi,
all
Danielle.
Right, then.
Dirk's mad about the car.
Sounds lovely.
Anyways, look, hey,
so
whatever
well,
it takes to get ahead.
I guess what I take out of this is don't
ahead.
Don't trust everything you read online.
Or ever, anywhere, because, look, someone's paying for
somebody's
something somewhere.
Somebody's blowing somebody for a good review. Everything sucks. Just,
yeah, if you're not spreading your legs.
If there's a good review, somebody's getting a BJ.
If you're not spreading your legs, you're dropping some cash. So
I mean, game reviews are not like a super honest business to begin with.
Right. From A to Zoe, everything sucks.
Everything sucks, especially Zoe.
Also,
that Pierce.
If you want to get a good review of a game, go watch a gameplay video.
Right.
Go see if it's something you would play.
Yeah.
Because, well, yeah, Kotaku may have given a great review of this game, but we went and watched a video. It looked fucking awful. It's just it's like a choose-your-own-adventure.
Depression Quest?
Text-based.
That's not a game. It was a choose-your-own-adventure book.
It's a choose-your-own-adventure book.
Is it Depression Quest? It's
Yeah, that's it. It's stupid. Like, don't trust what you read. Just because it's your favorite website.
Well, also, don't trust us because we did minimal research and we're just dogging on this poor woman.
That's true.
No,
poor
dog
is probably going to come after all of us.
Hey, she had
They're
going to
kill that poor woman.
No, she had to do what she had to do. I mean, really, I'd do the same thing. I'd blow a guy to get a good review.
Ryan, come here. I got a review for you.
So I just, you can't blame her. I mean, she had to do what she had to do.
I
want to
read,
game out.
I want
to
read
look,
the reviews of her BJs.
Press. Any press is good press.
Well, we're talking about it right now. So
we're talking about it right now.
But at the same time,
yeah,
like,
we could go ahead.
We've already mentioned her game. People are going to check that out.
No, please don't.
Please don't.
Just like the Jimmy Fallon thing. Don't watch his show.
I'm not sure I get the connection, but won't watch his show. So.
We asked for everybody not to look because somebody's saying Jimmy Fallon's going to listen to this. I'm like, no, please don't listen to us.
I love Jimmy Fallon. I think he's the best. You think he'll listen to this?
I like the way he laughs at the things he says after he says them.
It's kind of like Craig Ferguson in his first episode of The Late Late Show. He said things you'll never see on this show, and on that list was Tom Cruise. And 10 years later, he's never had Tom Cruise on his
show.
There
you go. My boy Craig. One on you.
Right?
What the hell was that? Who was that? Was that you, Todd? Or was
that was me. I had to.
He's getting in.
Trying to get into the spirit.
Jesus Christ. All right,
so what else we got for gaming news?
All right, Red Dead Redemption sequel. Possible?
Sequel. Rumors of a sequel.
Could be possibly
mentioned. I'm pretty sure
mentioned.
I watched James Marsden die. James
John.
Marsden.
John Marsden.
James but Marsden is Cyclops.
His son lives
John
on.
John Marsden.
And Rufus hopefully lives on, too.
Rufus
Marston.
Uncle Rufus?
No, the dog.
Oh, the dog.
Oh, Rufus, yeah, his son. Right. Yeah, you could totally be his. I mean, how long did that game come out? 8 years ago?
No, it was only like 3-4 years ago. Yeah. It came out in
Red
2010.
Red Dead Redemption? No
2010.
Way.
Yeah.
Did they say anything about the platform?
Time flies when you're old.
No, because it's still a rumor. But the CEO was quoted as saying, like, we're focused on longevity in our series.
I'm sure that if it came out on PC.
And he listed not only Red Dead Redemption, but Borderlands, GTA, and Civilization.
I'm still pissed off that there's no PC version of Red Dead Redemption. Like,
yeah.
That would have been some great mods.
They're still Civilization games. Sorry. Why?
Yeah, Civilization Beyond the Thunderdome, I think, just is coming
Beyond
out.
Beyond Thunderdome?
No, it's like Beyond Space or something.
Yeah, you get to leave Earth and keep civilizing space.
Civilizing, colonizing?
Just go around civilizing planets.
Sounds like Star Trek. I don't know.
Cannibalize. We need to get you a boxed wine. Like, so hard.
I'm sorry, guys. I got nothing.
It's all right.
So
I'm looking forward to that. I really hope that happens.
That'd be cool.
I don't think it has to be a direct sequel. I think it could be a spiritual sequel.
Yeah, spiritual sequel like Red Dead Revolver.
Because when his son is grown up, like that's like years later and it's not the Wild West so much anymore. You know what I mean?
But I want the Wild West, man.
I
love Grand Theft Horse.
Spiritual sequel.
I love Grand Theft Horse.
And not a direct sequel because I want to play in the Wild West some more.
I do know that if it came out for PC, it would look great on my Galaxy video card.
Organic.
Plug.
No, but that was one of the few games that we've done that I actually played a whole lot of.
I loved
it. I didn't just play it to get the feel of it.
No, it's great. I played it through 3 times. Like, yeah. And it's still whatever the Rockstar guys did at the end, the gut-wrenching ending. We talked about it on our Red Dead episode. It was phenomenal. Phenomenal?
Formidable.
Formidable. No, it was an awesome ending that really,
yeah.
It made it worth the whole game, but at the same time, it just like ripped the bottom out of your heart because you're like, it was the Aeris thing, like we said. Like you build this
and it was cool because when you knew that was coming, you could go back and play it and be like, how long can I survive? Because I know I'm about to die.
Yeah.
So right. Do I want to do something stupid and just jump out, guns blazing? Or do I want to just try to survive for like
I herded cattle for hours. I'm like, I know this is the last time.
Spend time with your
no,
son.
No, but I mean, in the gunfight at the end, I mean, do you want to do something stupid and just stand up and just start shooting?
Every
or
time.
Or do you want to try to like last as long as you can?
I tried about 5 times before I realized, I'm supposed to
live. Well, no, because even though I played it 3 times through, I'll still pick out like different guys. I'm like, maybe this.
See, now, when I was trying to last as long as I could, I thought about baseball. There it is.
Catch a ride, catch a ride.
Catch a ride, catch a ride. Maybe it's going to get your ticket job.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
On that note, thank you for listening.
So that's Borderlands 2.
The other thing we were talking about is the Saints Row 4 expansion pack.
So excited.
Has been announced.
Which it might be Saints Row 5 because Saints Row 4 was supposed to be the Saints Row 3 expansion pack.
You know what? That wouldn't surprise me. That could actually make a whole game out of that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It really could.
What's it called?
Get out of hell. They're putting it on the new consoles, so it might be a standalone thing, too.
It would have to be.
Well, I think they're porting the entire Saints Row 4 to the new consoles.
But
as well.
I only have it for 360. What am I going to do?
But you got a PlayStation 4.
That's not going to work. Those don't work together.
But you'd have to buy the game.
You'd have to buy it.
And then I had to buy Saints Row 4 for PS3.
Yes.
So I could have it ported over to PS4.
Unless you owned a PC running a Galaxy video card.
Organic!
No, but I'm really excited about that because they could do so much ridiculous shit.
There it is.
And I just love how ridiculous Saints Row is.
By the way, Andrew,
it's so over the top.
Oh, they gave up trying to rip off Grand Theft Auto and just became their own ridiculous thing.
It's the Matrix on its own. So I'm down to see whatever
they
throw
at
it.
They do.
Space the aliens didn't fuck them up. So now like hell on Earth. So I hope it's Doom meets Saints Row 4.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Like, they have to do that.
Floating eyeballs that shoot.
Well, yeah, they've won space. They've won every like. Everything.
How do you win space?
They did it.
They won space.
They did it.
You're asking me how Saints Row does anything? Yeah, is.
There's no logic.
There are things that are, and there are things that are Saints Row. And then there are.
Yeah, the game's awesome.
Yeah, so it would have to be like a Doom thing. Like, you mean you've been doing testing up here on Mars?
Right?
So,
Portal
to
Hell opens.
What was that supposed to be?
That was Scooter.
Ooh, does Keith David get a go?
Oh, I thought he was dead.
Keith David?
In the game, I thought he was dead.
No. He can't kill Keith David.
Nobody.
I thought he double crossed you.
By the way, I was watching Ultimate Spider-Man on Netflix last night. Keith David.
God damn that man.
He gets around. He does.
Get around. So is there anything you're expecting from the this, because you played the shit out of Saints Row 4.
I played a lot of Saints Row 4.
What are you expecting from like the expansion pack? What could they do? Like if you could make predictions.
I would like Keith David to be the devil.
Okay, so that's not gonna happen, Chester.
Why not?
Realistic. Okay, well how about powers or like power ups? Like
powers. Shooting fire.
Okay.
That would be cool.
Maybe some kind of angelic wings.
Oh, would you take on the demons? Right? Like, would you take them in, like the demons? Or
some kind of holy light that you could shoot out just everything disintegrates?
Maybe you could throw holy water, like in Castlevania.
You got to eat some souls.
Yeah,
you have to eat souls.
Oh, will you do like the Matrix, jump into the person and like, you know, take them over?
Sure.
You already did that in Saints Row 4.
Oh, damn it. Yeah. Will the Hellspawn have their own vehicles?
That you can steal from them?
It'll be like Rat Fink.
Yeah, they'll look. That's exactly what I was thinking. They'll look like those Rat Fink cars. Yeah.
It has to. There's no way. You know what I'm talking about, right?
So,
like those Rob Zombie kind of.
Yeah, that's yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so it'll be those little race car things you'll steal. That'll be cool. That'd be great. I can't wait for that. Yeah,
when's that coming out?
Basically excited. When is that happening?
Is there a date set?
I have no idea.
All right. Thank
Another
you, Todd.
Todd's Gaming News Trailer.
Todd's Gaming.
I would guess sometime between 2015 and
today. 2017.
Yeah, I don't know.
It could happen. Can you just do a voiceover? Like, you just got that deep, sultry voice. Like, dude, Ryan, you've got two people in the studio that are just, like, jocking for your spot.
Yeah, but they can't do Keith David.
Can you do a Keith David impression?
I have no idea who Keith David is.
The Navy guy.
He's the.
Do it like this. Watch.
You know,
Navy.
In
accelerate your life,
Navy. Accelerate your life.
Oh, yeah, he's close.
You didn't get the black of your throat.
You gotta get the black of your throat.
I need to spit in the corner a little bit first.
No, don't. That's where DLC goes to the bathroom.
Yeah, we have DLC. Chester used one corner. DLC separated two. So you have this one over here.
I shouldn't piss in the same corner. He was separating his waste.
Yeah.
Maybe we should save a corner for something.
Yeah, spit in that corner shitty. Because he was shitting in the empty corner and peeing on my guitar stuff. So.
Or just spit in your hand.
There you go. All right.
All right.
All right, gaming news is done.
Todd's Gaming News.
Todd's Gaming.
Brought to you by Galaxy Video Cards.
Galaxy Video Cards.
I'm glad to have brought some accuracy to the show.
Yeah, we're really, really glad you could be here and throw in all this, like, you know, accurate.
A wealth of information.
Yes.
I've contributed so
bottomless
much.
Well.
Yeah, it's tough when you're on the spot. You got all that camera here.
Oh, we have some viewers now, finally. Hi, viewers. By the way, we have Ron Swanson in the studio.
Ron Swanson.
Hey, everybody.
The first rule about Ron Swanson is you do not talk about Ron Swanson. Yeah.
Give me all the bacon and eggs that you have.
Oh, I have that shirt. I should have wore it. Or you could have wore it. God damn it.
I'm not wearing your shirts.
Why?
I don't know.
I only wore it once before I got too fat to wear it. It's okay. It's fairly clean. I wore it. It shrunk down to normal size, and now I can't wear it.
It's only a 2X now.
Yeah.
His girlfriend actually uses it as a tarp over her car.
Yeah.
It's the creepiest thing, Ron Swanson over the windshield coming towards you.
Anyway, I'm not that fat.
What the fuck are we talking about today?
How fat I am?
Borderlands 2.
Oh, that too.
Dude, this song just reminds me of Fight Club so much.
Does you want to blow up my house?
Yeah. If you could accomplish one thing before you die, what would you do? Good catch up on that. Yeah. Paint a self portrait. Build a house. All right, there we go. Yay.
I would probably do cocaine directly off of a hooker's asshole.
Directly off of her butt.
Off of or out of?
Well, you put it.
You
want to
do
rim.
Like the rim? That's off of if you're filling the
crevasse.
Yeah, I don't want to put it like on her. Like she bends over and you put it on her ass. That's what everyone else does. I want to do it right off the brown eye.
The dimple.
Yeah. What about you? What would you do before you died? Boring. What about you, Todd?
Well, I got nothing.
Jester?
Yeah.
You've had way too much time to think about this. None of you are ready to die. Anyway, so let's talk about Borderlands 2.
That's a statement.
I'd like to keep going for a while.
I want to die until I can think of something that I would do before I die.
I would invest in Hyperion.
I want to appear on a moderately successful local podcast.
Not even moderate.
So Super Nerdy Best Friends are about to come back on air.
Yeah, so they're actually already back
on air. I haven't done it yet. It's something I want to do. Yeah.
Then you have come to the place.
A place.
So you've come to a place. Yeah.
You've come to a place.
You've come to my home. Welcome. Borderlands.
Dude, I can't get over this music.
It's pretty tight. They have great music.
How do you not hear Fight Club in this?
I've never seen it.
Fuck you, you've never seen it. You were stealing Satellite when we were watching it over.
I only read the book.
Did you read the book?
Yeah, I did read the book.
Oh, well, the music in the book sounds exactly like this.
Anyway. Coincidentally, this is what I heard in my head while I was reading.
So. Only because you saw the movie.
Only because I saw the movie about 50
times. Is actually from Borderlands, not from Fight Club. I'll start it off. Released September 18th, 2012.
That's my birthday!
Is it?
It is.
Happy
it is.
Birthday.
Well, it was actually just Thanks. It was just one of his birthdays.
Yeah.
One
of it was birthdays. My birthday. It isn't my birthday.
Not anymore.
How old were you in September 18th, 2012?
I will tell you. He was 32.
I was 32.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I was old. I was even older than I am now. So, what else, Dirk?
What else you got
what
for
else,
us?
Dirk?
What else you got for us, Dirk? You got more facts?
We got the release date.
So Borderlands was a game about lands that had borders.
This game, I could revisit over and over and over again.
And we have.
Yeah, yeah. Todd and I were playing the other day.
It.
Absolutely. Just the sense of humor, just the artwork is beautiful, the gameplay is so much fun.
Well, we should say that we played Borderlands 1 on the PS3.
Tried to.
Which, I will blame the PlayStation Network for sullying the experience.
That was actually some more gaming news. You hear the PlayStation Network again was hacked and shut down?
Oh, yeah, earlier this week, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hopefully I get something free out of it that I'll never play.
Right? Oh, yeah, like that stupid...
You lost your identity.
Dead Nation? Ugh.
I played the hell out of Dead Nation. And
really?
I played
so
Infamous.
We revisit this conversation every time. Like, Dead Nation sucks. Just like...
I liked it. And then we move on.
And then we go somewhere else. No, so Borderlands 2, we played it on the Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. We originally played Borderlands 1 on the PlayStation 3, which sucked because every time it loaded between zones, the loading times in Borderlands 1 for the PlayStation 3.
Couldn't talk to each other.
It was crushingly long. Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like Portal 2.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how it was.
Which I can't think of a better time to be able to talk to each other because you can't.
Then while you're loading.
Right? You're not doing anything.
Yeah.
All right. I remember this level. So we're going to load up. You go left. I'll go right.
So that's the reason why
that's
the reason why we didn't do Borderlands 1. We should probably do a Borderlands 1 episode because it is it's our MO to do the sequel first.
We always do sequels first.
And then do the.
I played Borderlands 2 first and. It seems like it's not one you can go backwards on.
It's rough because they added more guns. They added so many more.
In Borderlands 1, they said there were over 17 million guns.
And in this one, they couldn't even count. They
don't even know how many there are.
Different kinds of guns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every gun that you pick up will be different.
Like Diablo. Because the gun that you
find, so they have like different names.
The weapons.
No. They have.
Are they similar?
No. They have. There.
Well, they're similar. I mean, there's 17 million.
Well, one is like an elephant on top.
It's like Diablo. It's a similar weapon, but like.
Well, no, they
you
have.
Know,
is it
the hit
they have,
power
they have
is
five
slightly
classes, right?
Harder.
They have five.
No, there's
classes,
six classes.
Six classes. So there's the
DLCs.
Okay, there's the not the classes. I'm talking about the guns. There's five types of guns. There's the rocket launchers, the sniper rifles. The
machine guns, pistols, and SMGs,
and
shotguns.
So there's six.
I love some.
No, but here, dude,
we should get an Uzi and go have someone show us how to shoot it
in Nevada. Yeah, that's
no, that was here.
That was in Phoenix.
That was here.
That wasn't in Phoenix. That was.
It wasn't in Phoenix. No, it was just up. It was close to the Nevada border. It happened.
Oh,
in
it happened.
Oh yeah.
But that,
oh yeah,
not
we get
Phoenix.
To claim that tragedy.
Yeah, we get that. I'm surprised I didn't see all the comments. Like, fucking Arizona, bunch of fucking rednecks.
Catch a ride, catch a ride.
Yeah, right. To be fair, I live in Arizona and I own a whole bunch of guns.
You do. There's actually
weapons cache.
That is full of ammunition, like to the brim.
So anyway, with Borderlands 1, like kind of initiated, it was the random spawning guns, like the random spawning like levels in Diablo 2 and Diablo 3. Diablo 3 wasn't out yet, but Borderlands 2 just expanded on it. You would find a gun that would just be like, this blows my fucking mind. This will be the gun that I use for the rest of the game.
Just randomly?
Yeah, an hour later, fuck this gun. This is the gun that I will use for the rest of the game.
Yeah,
that's the way that it is. And then Chester and I went on a quest for the cursed gun. I think Todd might have been there too. Maybe not.
The cursed gun that would talk.
It's probably one of those box.
Yeah,
I was deep in my cups.
Yeah.
Deep in your box.
Well, you picked up the cursed gun and it's just like, but it made you crawl. Like you were just
That's
like,
right. You couldn't move very quickly. And then when you shot it, it would be like, you could hear somebody saying that.
So with the guns, that was the thing that kept driving me is like, I will eventually find a gun that's going to best my gun. Like the last time that we played a couple days ago, I was like, I fucking hate these guns. I don't even know why I did this because Todd's hard drive, you had to buy a new 360.
Yeah,
as people tend to have to do
periodically.
You didn't save to the cloud, bro?
I did not save to the cloud.
You know what's so crazy is I got my 360 refurbished from Tiger Direct, 10 years ago?
You had it repaired.
8 years ago?
You had it repaired once.
No, I didn't.
I was there when I took it to the murderer's house. That was the disk drive error. We got it repaired once.
Yeah, but I never had a hard drive problem.
Well, no, because he bought a new.
It's just, I don't know, it's just weird that I never had like the Red Ring problem. I did have a disc read problem.
Well, he bought a slim Xbox, and then he needed to transfer his content from his old hard drive, which takes this proprietary cable, which I stole from he who will not be named. And by stole, I mean I just never gave it back. So
that murderer guy?
No, he who will not be named.
Oh yeah.
So I'm probably gonna be choked out.
Krav Maga style.
Yeah, Krav Maga. Just like two naked guys on the ground, just like ground and pound.
I'm so very lost.
Yeah, quit listening. Kind of just glazed
I'm glad
over.
That Chester's here. Chester's just like, I'm so. Did that old lady video just ruin your day?
I blacked out this entire day.
Well, I'm glad you showed up. Thanks for coming. Todd, you want a gig every Friday?
I could be Chester.
Yeah, you could be Chester.
I'll go be Jonah Hill. You can be me.
I need a pun. I need a pun off the cuff right now.
You can't just put someone on the spot like that.
Give me a pun for Borderlands. A
Borderlands pun?
Yeah.
Dude, we tried so many times to come up with puns when just texting each other. Like, you want to play Borderlandia? That was, I think, that was the best we came up with.
That's awful.
It's hard to do. Yes.
Wow, yeah. You are the worst people I've ever met in my life. Yeah.
Agreed. Wow. I agree.
Jesus Christ.
Wholeheartedly.
Todd, you want to do something every Friday without these guys?
I'm just going to go shit in the corner.
There you go.
The wits. So anyway, right. Aside from the guns, you'll never pick up the same gun. So that's like a good thing to look forward to from start to finish. Now, well, actually, we should probably run through our outline.
Well, the weapons you get are based off of your level. Because if you complete a quest where you get a weapon as the reward, depending on your level, you know, that's how much damage and stuff it'll do. But it's different every time.
They also have level caps on some of the levels. Like, you have to be at least this level to use this weapon.
Yeah. There are people who play the game wrong, in my opinion, where they go and they know this boss has a 1% chance of dropping this particular shield. And they'll go play that boss 100 times in a row.
Until they get that shield.
Yeah, and really, I like just wandering around and getting surprised with random shit.
Yeah, I know you like wandering around because, like, where the fuck is Todd? Where the fuck is Todd? Shit. Hey, guys, I'm just over here. This wine isn't working out for me. Your fucking news section sucks.
Your section sucks.
Oh, what do we got over here?
Nothing. I'm communicating incognito.
Incognitus.
I just showed us my dick pics.
All right, so I jumped ahead with the guns.
No, no, no. I actually want to go back to the guns for a second. So are they like similar weapons, but like as you start leveling up, you get like a similar weapon with like a different name with like a higher rate of fire or something?
It all depends because there's a higher rate of fire. There's different attributes. Like there's different elemental damage.
Should we start off with I have never played this game in my life.
Oh yeah, Ryan has never played it because he never plays first person shooters and he hates
everything. Now explain everything. To me the difference in the weapons.
Okay, so this is okay. So it is kind of the, I don't want to call it basic. It's like almost an RPG status. So there's elemental damage for the weapons, which Chester, there's corrosive.
Yeah, corrosive, fire, electricity, and exploding.
What's the purple one?
Oh, that's the like the Elysium.
Okay, so
Lyrium.
Yeah, Lyrium. Yeah. That's no.
That's
no.
Biblical damage.
So, yeah, there's different, there's that, there's also a rate of fire, there is.
And there's the different gun manufacturers,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there's all the different manufacturers.
Like the TDR weapons, when you reload, you throw it and it explodes.
Yeah.
Which is just spectacular.
It's pretty sweet.
So it's almost infinitely complicated. Like there's no two different type. Well, because you can couple it with your shield, with your grenades. There's just everything. There's
dozens, if not there's probably millions of different grenade mods.
It's
like the bouncing Bettys.
It's absurdity at in what is that like
at its finest?
Well, I was thinking like endless, like
ad infinitum.
Yeah, ad infinitum.
They are not afraid of the word midget.
They are not.
So many midgets in this game.
Or the actual representation of midgets.
Shotgun midgets. You got the midget riding the bully mong is a pretty fun quest.
You have the midget psychos.
Mm-hmm.
You have the midget. Who are the guys with the mask you shoot off?
Berserkers.
Oh,
yeah, the midget berserkers.
Okay, so we are branching out. So
we're getting
ahead
of ourselves.
With the guns.
That sounds cool enough itself.
No, aside from the class mods or like not the class mods, but the actual gun mods. Like actually, you don't even mod the guns.
You don't mod the guns.
But just aside from what you pick up, it's just every time you're going to go through a level, you're going to find a gun that you've never seen before. Even if you started off with like two characters at level one, just running through the game like at different times, you're going to find like different guns every time.
Can you do like Diablo, like jump into one of your friends' games and drop them guns they can't even use yet?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's used to piss me off.
That's actually
so
how
much.
I got a lot of...
There's all this awesome armor you can't use until you've gone through the game three times.
Yeah, you can also store guns in a locker and then go get them with a different character.
You can share weapons between characters.
That was a thing... I hate to keep talking about Diablo and the similarities, but by the time you remember you had that weapon locked up, you already have a way better weapon.
You're already too high a level.
Never works out.
Yeah.
I checked my locker when we were playing, and I'm like, there's three class mods in there that I'm like, oh, I don't even have that class. I don't even have that character.
Well, no, I got pissed when you're like, well, we got to start a level, like, just find a lower level or start a new one. I'm like, no, god damn it, I was trying to build up another one because I started off with Commando. Oh, you know what? Okay, let's outline. Okay.
You focus on the outline. Spent focus. Hours on.
At the time in gaming, the Vita came out in February.
The Vita came out early that year. And the Wii U came out at the end of that 2012.
Oh, hilarious year.
Yeah, you got Metal Gear,
Street Fighter, and Mega Man all turned 25 in 2012.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's your reaction.
Speechless.
It was a big year. Know,
my girlfriend is 26, so... Oh, my up. God.
You brought that up last time when we...
I don't know. It always makes me feel old.
The Game Boy turned 25.
Oh, we lost a viewer.
Viewer is probably me.
Were you watching it?
Probably.
No, I'm on it now. He asked me if we had any people commenting, so I checked.
Hi, Chester.
Hey, Chester.
I paused it. So
I asked my jackass friend Chris to watch, so that's probably our
viewers. Hey, Chris. Hey, Chris.
You're a jackass.
If you're a lovely guy. You guys played Borderlands with him. He's not competent.
I remember.
I don't.
Other games that came out about that same time in 2012, Sleeping Dogs, which I know you enjoyed.
That
was a good game.
Dogs. I haven't played that.
It was better than Watch Dogs.
So how can you play Sleeping Dogs but you can't see Borderlands? I don't get the difference.
Because Sleeping Dogs, you can take a second to think about what you're doing.
You can do that in Borderlands. Yeah, Borderlands. Never played Borderlands.
Unless you're fighting Wilhelm for the first time and you have no idea what's going on.
I don't know. Third person action is a lot easier to cope with in first person action.
That's the porno mindset. Like, I'd rather jerk off than actually get in there.
Yeah.
just get up in there. Just
It's easier to just jerk off and go about your day than it is to, like, you know.
You gotta wine and dine.
You gotta take a shower. Sometimes.
So apparently there's an Expendables 2 video game, which I had no idea.
What? Is it really?
It's obviously great.
Can I get it on Amazon? I got 50 Amazon dollars right now.
It came out the same time as Borderlands 2.
It's probably a collector's item.
As well as The Mists of Pandaria.
That would look really good next to my Demolition Man comics hanging up on the wall in the back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, Castle Crashers, which
I love Castle Crashers.
And XCOM.
XCOM, Enemy Unknown. And Assassin's Creed 3.
And Assassin's Creed Native American status.
It came out at a pretty big time for gaming.
Yeah. So,
but it was eclipsed by The Expendables 2, the video game. That's probably why no one's ever heard of Borderlands.
Was that like just an arcade game? Just like one of those shooters at the arcade? Was that an actual real game on a console? Or
they made a console Rambo game, too, a couple of years ago. Yeah. Like, Stallone's still trying to hit that video game payday.
Well, one of these days. Maybe in the 70s.
You should have gone to the Punch-Out thing. Stallone's Punch-Out.
The Rambo arcade shooter game with the big giant machine
gun. One in the arcade is fucking awesome.
That's one of my favorites.
That one is fucking great.
Is that called Revolution X?
It's pretty much Revolution X.
I watched him connect the dots. He was just
I want to flip this table so hard. It's Rambo and Aerosmith.
He went to confused. He was like, what?
You monster.
Steven Tyler. Sylvester Stallone. I'm just saying, I've never seen them both at the same place at the same time.
Listen, Sylvester Stallone's lips and Steven Tyler's lips, never the two will meet.
That's probably true.
You could fit Sylvester Stallone in those lips.
Unless there's some fan fiction.
Anyway, all right, you guys talk about Borderlands. I'm gonna jerk off that slash fiction.
All right.
So I actually think what we were playing at the time. I think we were playing Borderlands at the time. Like,
well, you know, at the time that it came out.
Yeah.
So I just kind of found a couple of games that came out right before that: Skyrim, Diablo 3, and Mass Effect. 3.
Yeah, I jumped on Skyrim late. Diablo 3 I bought at launch day, so we were playing that.
I played and then Skyrim.
Mass Effect.
Overall, would you say you put more time into Skyrim or Borderlands?
I would say Borderlands because Skyrim just lost me. Skyrim was just like this. It was a maze that had no walls. Like that was the problem with Skyrim.
I think I played Skyrim.
I still sunk a ton of time into it, but I just gave up at some point.
Well, I'm ready to go.
Borderlands, I could still, you know, go back tonight and go play some more.
I will admit, like the last time we played Borderlands, because I think that we started with like really low characters and we were just at the point where like, God, this is the fourth or fifth time through this. Like the whole time I'm playing, I'm like, I'm still going to have to deal with that freaking Tiny Tina. like, hey Ash, what you playing? I'm very happy for your success, but Jesus Christ, that character is killing me.
Is that her?
Yeah.
Neat. I used to like that show.
Welcome to the party, pal.
It kind of got what? Really?
No, they don't. I'm telling that to you.
Well, no, I was watching that Ultimate Spider-Man last night, and he was crawling through a vent, and he's just like, "Come out to the coast." He did the whole Die Hard thing. It was pretty funny.
So what do you got, Chester? You look like you're getting bored over there. Like you're just Jabba the Hutt, just kind of like,
oh,
fuck these guys.
Well, you know, it was developed by 2K Games, who also did Civilization, Bioshock, Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah, they're an finally enormous publisher.
A game we can talk about.
Well, you know what? You actually, if you just missed the 2K Games sale on Steam, 75% off all their games.
I hear about these sales from you after they're over every time.
I told you when we were playing Borderlands, I was going to buy Borderlands for the PC because of the sale. Because you got a 10% discount on the prequel that's coming out if you own Borderlands.
Mom, Dad, stop fighting.
Okay. Dirk.
Welcome to Dirk-y the party, pal. Fuck you. Fuck you.
So I guess Gearbox is the actual developer.
No, Gearbox is the shit.
Yeah. They made some Half-Life expansions. Something
They're
called
weirdos,
Brothers
man.
In
they
Arms.
They do strange things.
No, they can keep making... Borderlands is like the
well,
perfect...
Well, there was some controversy that they were telling... Was it Sony?
Who? It was Sega, Sega. With the Aliens Colonial Marines game. Best they were diverting workers from that force they to go were, work on Borderlands, yeah. But still taking checks from Sega.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Colonial and Marines sucked, too. Yeah. It sucked real bad.
And now we know why.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just completely diverting all the resources.
And put them into Borderlands.
Yes. Yep. So they were telling Sega that they were on track and developing the game.
So between that and Duke Nukem Forever, they've...
Yeah.
Well, they know where their fucking bread is buttered. Like, Borderlands is... That...
I actually saw some pretty good reviews about Duke Nukem Forever.
Like, no, if you didn't.
Yeah, if you suspend reality for a minute... And well, pretend DLC. It's still 1998.
No, DLC said if you come into it expecting Duke Nukem, you will leave satisfied that you played a Duke
it's
Nukem
like Expendables.
Game.
Like, you can't get into Expendables because you expect, like, a story or something. But I love Expendables because I expect big, dumb action.
You know that...
That's exactly what I get.
I almost got into a fist fight with Jake because of Expendables.
And I will get into a fist fight with you.
No. So listen to this. So Jake and I were having an argument about which scene is more manly. The Expendables 1... Not to be mistaken, was Expendables 2 or 3, where he drives his motorcycle onto the court, that basketball court, and beats the shit out of the pickup game of basketball.
That was glorious.
Okay, so so here's what I said in my head when he drove onto the court. Like, right when he drove onto the court, I'm drunk in the theater, and he pulls around the side, and I'm like, West Philadelphia, born and raised. That's the whole thing that I was played out in my head, in my drunk. So he's mad.
I don't know how he makes that connection.
Well, because it was
it's a beating on a basketball court. Yeah. Every time changes someone's life forever.
So
yes, I will say.
All right, now it makes sense. You never stated it like that.
Wait, how did you state it? I was waiting for him to say it.
It's a beating on a basketball court that changes someone's life
irrevocably. Yes, yes. There we go. That's what
you
I saw.
You didn't make that connection. You're just an asshole.
Okay, so I didn't. So Todd articulated it much better than I could. So I argued that the Ray Liotta scene in Goodfellas where he walks across the street, actually briskly walks across the street, almost runs to beat the shit out of that guy, pistol whip him in the face, was a much more manly scene than the Expendables when he rode his motorcycle onto...
See, here's the...
I don't follow, though, because Ray Liotta didn't even have a motorcycle.
See, here's the problem, is that Ray Liotta isn't Jason Statham. And there's your main problem.
No, but we, like, broke down this. We watched each scene over and over and over, and we made our arguments.
How many times did you guys come?
We didn't. We actually, it almost, dude.
They were edging.
No, it was. If by edging, we got into a fist fight. You know what? This is going to be a beating on my part. Which is a more manly scene when Ray Liotta walks across the street and pistol whips the guy in Goodfellas, or the motorcycle/basketball pickup game from Expendables? Tell it. Let us know.
Jason Statham. I mean, what do you?
I haven't seen Expendables 2 or 3.
I gotta go with Goodfellas. It's just so
thank you. Oh, But you can, he walks across there and dress shoes.
I will give phone. You that the Goodfellas
says, hide the gun just like the, no, she the Goodfellas she knows one
is way more could actually happen in real life. Yeah.
This is what I do. That's Jason Statham right there. Like I ride motorcycles onto basketball courts and kick the shit out of everyone in a pickup game. See?
Like what if he got arrested and he couldn't rescue the girl at the end of the Expendables? That could have been a real problem.
Okay, who the fuck is going to arrest him, first of all? And second of all, Dirk cannot suspend his disbelief. That's his problem.
I can't suspend diffs.
Okay, I've had like 19 beers, so.
All right, so that aside.
Right.
That aside. So we will get back to edging the Borderlands.
So Borderlands 2 was actually ported to the Vita, which surprised me to find out.
I think you can go back and forth with your save games between PS3 and Vita, too. Really?
So you can take your game on the go. Fancy.
On the subway with your Vita. I guess somebody might do that.
Fancy.
There's subways in L.A.?
Yes.
What? What did L.A. come into? All right.
What?
Moving on?
I was on Lethal Weapon.
Actually,
I'm still thinking about
you can
movies.
You can get Borderlands new for $16 online,
yeah,
or for $40 from GameStop for the PS Vita. Like, why?
Because it's a new. Oh,
you should
Ryan's
probably
out.
Try
Ryan's,
and get a, like a Ryan's Game of the Year edition too. There was so much damn DLC. You should probably get a Game of the Year if you're going to buy it.
No more derailing of the conversation.
All right, so here we go. Borderlands, you jump in, but it's. From the first game, because you paid more attention to the first game than I did.
No, I didn't.
All right, so you are four new heroes.
It's 5 years later.
You got the Gunzerker.
There's the rumor of a second vault has brought vault hunters to the planet.
The first vault was the aliens that they unearthed. Yeah. Right? They awoke in the vault. Yeah, awoke in the aliens.
Aliens came out. So there's rumors of a second vault that's supposed to be full of treasure or whatever. Brings these four new vault hunters
to
the planet.
Handsome Jack calls them to the planet. He's
and
like,
basically sets a trap, tries to kill them,
which is great. Like he's like, vault hunters, die.
Yeah,
like that whole intro scene where it's like
they're riding the
train.
Yeah,
they're riding the train. They're just getting down. They're getting ready, like getting into it. And then is it Hyperion? Is that that's what they're called, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So like the Hyperion robots just drop down. They start going to town. So you have the Gunzerker, you've got the Commando, you've got the Siren,
the Assassin,
and the Assassin's kind of is the Assassin new or is it kind of a playoff the other ones? The other
well, Mordecai was a sniper in the first one.
Okay,
but he had that Blood Talon. Was that the bird's name? He had a bird that...
which you wound up fighting.
You wound up fighting in Borderlands
Blood
2.
Town, yeah. So,
but then they added the Necromancer and the Psycho were the two DLC ones.
God, the Necromancer is the shit.
Dude, I'm all about the Psycho. The Psycho is so much fun.
I never played any of the DLC characters.
I recommend
You need to buy the DLC because that's one thing. Like I said, I've never bought DLC for a game. This is the game that I bought DLC for.
I wish I'd got the season pass.
One thing that
pass.
Pissed me off is they put out a season pass, but then they had DLC beyond the season pass, where they're like, well, it's a new season now.
Yeah. Well, no, I told you. Like, I downloaded the DLC. I bought the season pass, and then when I was trying to play you guys the other day, that is the one bullshit thing I would say about this game.
I had to download everything.
There's the what is it, the something pack, the compatibility pack. Oh, you're very much in the conversation. There's the compatibility pack, which takes half an hour to download. And then it's like, oh, you need to download this new DLC. So that took me another hour. But I already paid for the season pass. But then I wound up paying another $3 because I'm an idiot and don't know how to figure out Xbox's like weird system of checks and balances and stuff.
Yeah.
Points and dollars.
Yeah.
It's worth saying, though, that they're pretty cool about like letting you play with people who have DLC that you don't have. They don't just tell you, oh, your game won't connect because you don't have the same DLC.
Yeah.
No, they just make it so you can't go to those areas.
That area, but yeah, because, I mean, I have the Psycho, and I was playing with you guys as the Psycho.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, well, it doesn't have to be compatible.
Aside from the characters that you are, the personalities that they gave the characters or the classes that you were, and the voice actors whoever put this or edited this together was on point because they gave you your each individual like
which one has their own personality. Yeah,
yeah. But then every NPC also had that same unique fucking personality. Mm-hmm. And they even made finding tapes fun because whoever played a Handsome Jack.
Was this Tony Hawk?
Yeah, you had to find like skate tapes.
That's weird.
No, there was like audio recordings that, you know, like in.
Like in Bioshock. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or no. Assassin's Creed.
Backstory stuff.
Shanties and.
Whatever they did with Handsome Jack, that actor, they must have put him through hours and hours and hours and hours of fucking recording time, because he had all those tapes. He had his timing was so good. Like it was awesome. That made like I listened to the game, or I played the game just to listen to it, like more than anything.
So are you excited for the pre-sequel? Dude. More Handsome Jack?
I'm just scared they'll fuck it up somehow, because it was perfect. He's like one of the best villains ever.
The pre-sequel, I will. This is one of the games that I will...
In the pre-sequel I was actually reading today, you can play as Claptrap or Wilhelm.
Oh my god.
You can actually play as Wilhelm, which is pretty fucking cool.
Why can't you give me a jizzing noise on my board?
And you know the sheriff, when you go to that town and you fight the sheriff?
Yeah, she's...
And you get like bonus experience if you don't shoot the deputy?
She's the deputy? Is she the deputy?
No, you can play as her.
Nice.
She's one of the playable characters.
Dude.
But our first playthrough of Borderlands 2, like, I played the Siren, and I specifically made my build, because each class has three skill trees.
Yeah.
And I specifically made mine to be a healer, because Dirk would run in and get himself killed over and over again.
Dirk, and, dude, I'm very much a Leroy Jenkins!
So, what's really cool, each character has their own, like, special ability button. And her phase lock, you can spec it so that you can instantly raise people from the dead if you just, you know, point your phase lock at that person who's poodled. That is our
safe word. Is that worth getting into?
No, okay.
Our safe word, poodle.
We should point out that when playing this game, it was right on the heels of choke. So the safe word, or the word that I need help, is poodle.
Yeah.
Which is the name of this episode.
And it's poodle. Very necessary, because if people are in the heat of battle, like, you're just fighting.
It pops up on the screen. It
like,
makes
hey,
the noise.
I need to heal. People are like, eh.
Poodle. It's just like, it comes out of nowhere. Like, I'm coming.
Oh, shit. Somebody's down.
Yeah. So as soon as poodle hits.
As soon as you hear the word poodle, you look for your down friend and you go save their life.
Which subsequently will work for our next game that we're going to talk about in a week.
Yeah.
Too Many
which
Robots.
Which we have used in that game as well.
I haven't played that game either.
It's liar.
You totally did.
I know. I played it with you. And you.
And me. And your
and
brother.
Not, and not you.
Your brother who will not be named.
Will not be named, Randy. Yeah. So anyway, like, so aside from the excellent writing, the excellent voice acting, the guns, it's got a great story. It brought back everybody from the first game and made them key, like, aspects of the story.
Yeah, well, the four heroes that you could play as in the first game are now NPCs that are helping to drive the story.
And they didn't talk in the first game, right?
I don't think so. I probably had lines as you're playing, like, you know, the
to
characters
be honest,
now do.
The game, it took away... The playing the game for the PlayStation 3 took away so much of the gameplay just from the loading screens. It was more just like, oh, I'm just shooting this and just it's going to suck when I have to load up this next level. Because it also took like a few minutes for it to pick back up after, or a few seconds. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it was terrible, but... Anyway,
one thing about the first game that left a sour taste in my mouth was when you'd play like a public online game, random people would pop into your game, and there was just this one time where this dude was just the whole fucking time, he's like, hey, there's a gun over here. Hey, come check out this gun. Hey, get this gun. And it's like, dude, there's guns everywhere. Like, you don't have to fucking tell me every
time. The entire game is riddled with guns.
Every time that he'd find a gun, hey, come check out this gun, guys. Come over here. Come check out. Dude, shut the fuck up.
I never play with other people online. I always play with friends.
I haven't.
Random online people are almost uniformly terrible.
Random cocks.
Yeah. I mean, I never played this game, but I don't play any online games ever because people are just the worst.
No, this is a great game for just straight up co-op, because it's like as you add more people, the enemies get harder.
Mm-hmm. And the loot gets better.
The loot gets better. It's so awesome. Like, I wish you would have jumped on, because you would have a great game. Like, this right here would be a fucking...
The four of us playing would be a lot
would
of
be
fun.
So
it would just
much
be me following you guys picking
it's
up
not,
guns.
It's not
That's
too
all
late
it would
for you,
be.
Ryan.
That's all it would be.
There's hope for you.
There's no hope for me.
There's hope for you yet.
Nobody would save you if you get poodled.
If you poodle.
Yeah, if you poodle, we will
I'm
be there.
I'm going to poodle so much. It's going to be crazy.
I'm going to poodle so hard.
We're going to need to call the Humane Society.
And I would like to be not the worst person in the game, you know?
But you know what?
You can help me out there.
You played Too Many Robots with me, so...
You know what's awesome,
you know,
though?
I poodle a lot.
Even the NPCs that, like, aren't, like... Well, they are integral to the story, but, like, there's Claptrap, who is just, he calls you his minion. He's like, you're here for me. Like, you're 100% here for me. The Bullymon who rips his eye out. Like,
Claptrap's birthday party was the funniest.
Oh,
you had to, like, go around the town and invite everybody.
And nobody shows up.
And
he's got an enormous stack of pizzas.
It's like 15 pizzas.
It's like my birthday party.
Yeah.
Aww.
And you ate all the pizza.
It's good pizza.
In the car.
In my truck.
You also got
108.
You've got Skeeter. Catch a ride, catch a ride. You gotta get him my tits over there and what, out in the dirt? The dirt or the dust?
You're helping him like try to get that girl to date him.
Oh, and she shoots herself?
And then she goes and kills herself rather than go out with Scooter.
Dude, how about the slot machines for guns?
Oh, I love the slot machines.
Dude, phenomenal.
I've spent probably like 6 hours
You don't ever even get any good weapons, but it's all about the Illyrium that you collect so you can upgrade your, you know, ammunition.
Oh, that's another thing. Like, aside from the weapons and aside from the actual money, there's, I thought it was Iridium.
Iridium.
What did I say this time?
Elysium.
Illyrium. So you went from Elysium to Illyrium to
it's Iridium.
Iridium, yeah.
Oh, man.
No, because we would always be like, ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece
of
candy.
Every time I find a piece of Iridium, I say, ooh, piece of candy.
Ooh, piece of candy. No, because it's cool when you're planning it with multiple people. If one person finds Iridium, everybody gets Iridium. Yep. It's like the socialist.
Well, the money and the Iridium.
It all distributes evenly across the board.
It doesn't distribute. If you find $5, everyone gets
$5. No, I'm saying, like,
it's not like everyone gets $1.25.
I'm not saying
the only way to screw you, the other players, is to take the best guns, because that's just
one person.
The loot.
Todd's a grab happy son of a bitch.
Well, no,
I grab everything and sort it out later.
No, no, here's the thing that pisses me off about multiplayer. It's just like, you're like, I need to take, if you open a case.
Well,
and
if your ammo's full, you still pick up all the ammo.
Yeah, everything. You're like, I can't drop anything, but...
You can't, yeah, it's kind of aggravating. But they did seem to implement some kind of ammo distribution where if you picked up ammo you didn't need, other people would get some of that ammo.
All right.
So that wasn't there originally, but I noticed later that, like, you
would
pick
up ammo. And it's really not like you're running out of ammo consistently. It's not a big deal.
Early in the game, you do.
It made me cycle weapons. I'm more of a machine gun person. I'm not an SMG person. I like the machine gun. Because I can't do the sniper rifle and the shotgun. I'm just like, ah.
I love the sniper rifle, but really, it depends on the class that I'm playing.
Yeah.
Like, when I was playing as the Psycho, you know, I did the skill tree where elemental damage is hugely beefed up. And I noticed that the more times you shoot someone, like, the elemental damage will stack. So if you shoot someone 5 times, they'll take 5 times the elemental damage.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I figured if I have a gun that shoots really fucking fast, then I'm going to do a lot more elemental damage. So with the Psycho, I'd run with the SMGs and just stack like crazy on the...
Now you're really on fire.
I took out Wilhelm so fucking fast the first time I played Psycho.
No, the first time I played Wilhelm was like the worst experience
for me.
Dude,
we died like 15, 20 times.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible.
Yeah.
What was I going to say?
And I think that was before we understood that corrosive damage was...
Oh, yeah. After that, we rolled
robots.
Back in. We're just
corrosive
like,
damage
you.
Only works on robots.
Works best with robots.
Every time I shoot a robot or shoot somebody who goes in a robot, it won't work. No, but okay, so what was your favorite enemy in the game?
Favorite enemy?
We'll say favorite boss, because I got mine.
It can't be Handsome Jack, though.
It can't be Handsome Jack. And or Wilhelm, because Wilhelm was great because he was like Handsome Jack's lapdog.
Favorite boss, I can really only think of two. There was the sheriff. And then there was
you can only think of two?
And then Captain Flint.
What was the big giant spaceship that you did like on top of some sort of roof type of thing? Does that ring any bells?
No, I think
that was the Expendables.
That was the Expendables.
Maybe just my dreams. I don't know.
No, so there was Boom Boom.
Oh, Boom and Boom, his brother Boom.
Yeah, Boom.
Yeah, that's Boom. What I watched my brother do. That's when I realized that game wasn't for me because there was so much stuff going on.
Oh, that was awesome. How about the Ninja Turtles with Splinter?
Oh, that was a good side mission.
That was huge. Like, that was so great. Like,
they were sewer. They weren't actual Ninja Turtles. They were like humans that lived in the sewer. But there was like Mike, Donnie.
Leo,
Raphael,
Leon and Ralph,
and then when you beat them all, you fought Splinter.
Like his name was like
and you're wandering around
Sliver
a sewer
Sliver
that's full
something
of pizza.
Like that. Yeah.
No, it was.
Well, you had to deliver.
You had to deliver the pizza.
That was it, to lure them out.
Yeah, and then they came out. Cool. No, this game was. There's so much content there. It's pop culture to its max.
On the outline here under Easter eggs, I just typed so many.
Yeah, there's a whole like Minecraft section too, where you just run into a whole bunch of square guys for no reason.
I never saw that. There was I don't know, just in one level you kind of drop down to an area that you're not necessarily supposed to go to, and it's all of a sudden there's a double rainbow
all the way and across the sky,
and you get an achievement that says, "What does it mean?" But each time you go there, a different character's voice pops on and starts quoting that YouTube video. Like, Claptrap comes on and is just like, "Oh, it's all the way across the sky. What does it mean?" Yeah, it just...
Dude, it's everything that you could want for anything. So let's go around. Let's give it the butt taps. Four butt taps are our max.
Five is the max.
Five is the max?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
so
butt tap, if you aren't aware, is the good game.
Good game.
Five butt taps is a
good
game.
How many butt taps would you give?
Ooh, I'd have to give it a full five just for the amount of time I've sunk into it, and I guarantee I haven't seen
everything.
You haven't
scratched the surface, yeah. Because you don't have all the expansions, right?
No, I haven't played any of the expansions.
Pay for the fucking season pass. We'll have a blast.
Damn it.
Chester.
I'm going to give it five butt taps, too. I mean, just the fact that, I mean, look, while the quests and the enemies don't always change, you can play six different characters. Each character has its own three different skill trees, so you can customize that. You could play the same character three times and have a completely different gameplay.
More than that, because even the skill trees branch off into like subtrees.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, so you can. There's
you
nothing
can
that's
customize
the same.
A character completely different,
and then you can reset it
dozens of times,
and then you can just try something else new like that. When my commando, I reset my commando, and I was like, "Oh, what did I do?" And then I found a different tree that was fucking awesome, and I was like,
ooh, like Final Fantasy X.
Yeah, piece of candy.
Yeah.
So, and I also...
I want to give it four.
You're going to give it four because you never
played it. I'm going to give it four based off of what you guys have just described.
All right. Your review means nothing.
This is
my review means everything. Trust me.
Borderlands 2 battle against
look at me.
Borderlands 2.
I have a very
2.
Trustworthy face.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I'm also going to give it
you can see the honesty in his eye.
I'm going to give it a five butt taps. So five butt taps out of five.
So you lowered the
so it's 4.75 butt taps, which is the highest we've ever had of a game.
Yeah, do you do that math on the fly?
Yeah.
Yeah, he always does math on the fly.
Wow.
That's good, right?
But yeah. you can't you can't. Okay.
What?
So
communications.
Yeah. Is that right? Is that not right? Are you just fucking with me? Like,
no, that's correct.
Sure. No, that's right. That's right.
That's
yeah.
Correct.
It sounded
average.
Believable when you said it.
Yeah, it would be a perfect five minus.
Yeah,
one
minus
quarter
the four. Yeah. So it's it's right. A 5.7 or 4.75. So
well, because it's not Assassin's Creed, I can give it five.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you want us to climb a building or something or, like, stab somebody in the neck?
No, if you could jump off and stab somebody, that'd be great.
Yeah, okay. There you go. So, with that, we are going to recommend Borderlands 2. It is, actually, they just released another expansion pack.
Really?
Yeah, they just did, which...
They won't stop with expansion.
No, which is
until
great.
The sequel, pre-sequel comes out.
Well, no, the pre-sequel is coming out for the last generation of consoles.
It's coming out in October.
They have such a big audience on the last generation. They're like, why would we release a new game for the new consoles?
Why would anybody release a game on the new consoles?
Right? I don't know. Yeah, I wish somebody would start releasing some games on the new consoles.
Nah.
So I can get some PS4 games.
I'm going to stick with my computer that's powered by the...
powered by
Steam. Organic!
So...
all right, so...
No, we are...
We are done with that. We are on the internet.
We are on...
We have an internet site.
CasualCowards.com.
Stitcher. We are on Podcast. We are on Pocket Cast. Podcast Addict. We are on iTunes. We are on
Stitcher.
Twitter. We are on...
Twitter. Facebook.
We're on Facebook.
Quaaludes.
We're on Quaaludes.
Is it Quaaludes this week?
This week is Quaaludes.
And we're also at casualcowards.com where you can find everything that you want to find. Most importantly, hit up our site. Hit up...
Extra Life?
Extra Life. Donate to the kids.
Our
kids
future.
Love money?
Yeah.
Are they really?
I believe.
We're
the children
so
fucked.
Our future.
We're fucked.
How do you like me too?
Have you ever met a child?
Not on purpose.
They're the worst.
Actually, he's not allowed to meet children. He has to stay like 100 feet away.
He has to like tell his neighbors.
All children have a restraining order against me.
They never give up that nappy
Which
dog
is bad. Out. It's never. Real bad.
Jesus.
So take us out, man.
No, you already did.
I didn't. I actually just said that we were on this, this, and that.
I was going to do that. Then he stole it from me.
Well, you couldn't come up with it quick enough, and I always do it.
No,
you...
I was going to, but you kept interrupting me.
For Chester, are Ryan, you a biter? And Dirk, this is Todd.
Of Todd's Gaming News.
I reckon we're about done here. So.
Thank you for listening to episode 31. I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
Fucker.
And that's Todd.